We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network, from Learfield.
My goodness gracious, did you see or listen to that play?
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show.
That's it right there, good. Stay up, man, keep the guy off the ground, let's go.
Presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show is also brought to you by Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Bud Light, it's for the fans. And by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Six. Now. This is Hey Coach. Here is your host, the voice of the Tide, Eli Gold.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. Couple of days shy of a trip to Starkville, Mississippi. A 6 o'clock kickoff Saturday for the Crimson Tide football team against the Mississippi State Bulldogs. We have a full 90 minutes for you here tonight. We're going to open up with Patrick Murphy, the softball coach here at the University of Alabama, entering his 24th season as the head coach, 26th season overall. We'll talk all sorts of goings on with Murph. That's coming up in just a few moments. Of course, Coach Saban will be with us at the top of the hour. And our media guest this evening, the sports director from WIAT, CBS 42 in Birmingham, Chris Brees, is going to be here. And he'll be joining the conversation once the coach joins us. So we're thrilled to have all of you along with us tonight. We've got tons to discuss, so we invite you to stay tuned. And if you'd like to join the conversation, it is a toll-free number, 877-202-BAMA. That's 877-202-BAMA. And don't forget, folks, with softball going on, the fall season, and baseball going on, and volleyball and soccer and all sorts of sports, you can keep up with everything Alabama with the Roll Tide mobile app. It's presented by Bancorp South. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. Just download the Roll Tide mobile app now. It is absolutely free. It's also a great way to manage your tickets. If you have tickets for home games, road games, parking passes, tickets for Nick at Noon, whatever it might be, the best way to manage those tickets is by using that Roll Tide mobile app presented by Bancorp South. Again, available now absolutely free on both the App Store and Google Play. We are live tonight at Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa. We invite you to stay tuned for more of Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show. This, of course, Baumhauer's, is the official watch party location of the Alabama Crimson Tide. When we come back, Patrick Murphy joins us. Murph has tons to talk about. We'll talk softball with him right after these messages. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some wear turnout gear, fatigues, or uniforms. And some heroes, well, they look just like you and me. Whether you preach, teach, or are first to respond to the call for help, Alpha wants you to know we appreciate your service. That's why we've created special auto discounts for those who serve. Giving back to those who give so much is the least we can do. We're proud to honor our hometown heroes. Get an auto quote at alphainsurance.com.
At Royal Furniture, we're proud to support the University of Alabama and head coach Nick Saban. On the field, no one rivals the Crimson Tide. And when it comes to furniture, no one can compete with Royal, where everything is on sale and available for immediate pickup or delivery. Don't wait half a football season to get your furniture at the other guys. Get it today at Royal Furniture. Plus, enjoy 0% interest, 0% financing with no money down. Visit our locations in Birmingham and Tuscaloosa or royalfurniture.com today. Roll Tide.
Producing championship quality lumber is not an easy process, but at Everwood Treatment Company, it's our only process. Wood treated right. Everwood is championship quality lumber for decks, outdoor structures, commercial jobs, and more that you can build your reputation on. No rot, no decay, no termites, no problems. Just wood treated right. To locate your local Everwood store, visit EverwoodTreatment.com. Everwood Treatment, official lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
At My Eye Doctor, we would never think of getting between you and your screen, except with blue light lenses. Eye strain can happen by spending hours and hours with devices, texting, gaming, binging. Our lens solutions can help minimize the stress and strain of harmful blue light. We welcome all insurances. Eye care and eyewear are better together at My Eye Doctor, Doctors of Optometry. Schedule an appointment today at myeyedr.com.
What widens the eyes, tightens the stomach, and flutters the heart? Adrenaline. Feel it for yourself in the Toyota RAV4, Camry, Corolla, and Tacoma. Get 0% APR for 36 months on a new 2021 Toyota RAV4. Offer valid through November 1st, 2021. Zero down for well-qualified buyers with approved credit and financing through Southeast Toyota Finance. $2,778 monthly payment for every $1,000 financed. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Welcome back, everybody, as we're with you live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa. This segment of Hey Coach is presented by Everwood Treatment Company. Everwood, the official treated lumber of Alabama Athletics. Everwood, wood treated right. And we're joined by now the 24-year head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide softball team, Patrick Murphy. How is it you don't get any older? I mean, you've been doing this 24 years. There's a couple of gray hairs on the beard. That's about it.
Oh, well, I started when I was 16.
There you go.
Yeah, so I was really young when I started here. But I can't believe, 26 years total at Alabama. And it has just been some of the best years of my life. The fans have been terrific. Obviously, the softball program has just gone bonkers with the fans.
And,
you know, it's just been a trip of a lifetime, really.
And, you know, yourself, Allison, Stephanie, I mean, They've been with you, certainly Allison has been with you from the get-go. Steph, for about a decade or so now, it's nice to have that kind of consistency in a coaching staff.
Well, definitely, and, you know, it's a credit to the administration, too, for keeping everybody together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you never get an assistant coach to stay at one place for 24 years, and Allison Habits has done that. She's the best in the business. And then Steph pitched for us. She was a graduate assistant for us.
Sure.
And then I think now she's on a year 11, so she's been basically with us for 15 years. So the continuity of the staff is definitely one of the reasons why we win every year.
And Ryan has joined you now, a volunteer assistant.
Yeah, Ryan Iamuri, a national champion, graduated in 2014. We had an opening and called her, and she said absolutely. So she's back up here. So I think we're going to have a really, really good team. They've been working hard. We had practice tonight. We had a booster club open house and had about 100 people out there.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's been a really fun fall so far.
Patrick Murphy, of course, joining us, softball coach here at the university. Let's talk about what's coming back before we talk about new names and faith. Off that World Series appearing team last year, you got about a dozen back from last year?
Yeah, you know, one of the key returnees for me is Kaylee Tao at first base. She's a three-time All-American.
Right.
She is now obviously eligible to become a four-time All-American. Obviously, she's got to do the stuff on the field, but she's going to go down as one of the – she has a 4.0. She's working on her second year of her MBA. She's a three-time academic All-American, three-time All-American, just one of the best young ladies we've had. And I think with her leadership, and she's been swinging the bat like Bailey Hemphill used to.
Really?
Yes. I think she's going to be a big-time threat at the plate. Her power numbers are going to go up. I've been just so impressed with her offense this fall. Hopefully she can continue, but yeah, she's going to be one of the biggest bats we have in the lineup.
And of course, you got to build from the middle out too. You've got the returning National Pitcher of the Year, which isn't going to hurt you with Montana Fouts. What a season! I mean, I watched a number of the games. You watched every single inning of everything. That must have been an amazing story to watch.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've got a chance to meet her, but
I have not.
I
met her dad a few times in the airport. She'd come running up and see me, but I've never not met her. I've admired her work, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, not only is she the best pitcher in the country, but she's also one of the greatest kids we've ever had just off the field. Academic All-American as well. Mm-hmm. She's going to graduate in December. Just one of the nicest kids. She talks as well to an 8-year-old as an 80-year-old, and that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
She is adept at both. The fans love her. She's humble. She's probably the hardest working person on the team. And when the hardest worker, I know Coach Saban has said this before, but when the hardest worker is also your best player, things are going to go well.
Sure.
And she's our person.
And by the way, as folks may or may not know, she's running for homecoming queen. Next weekend is homecoming, the Tennessee football weekend. And she's one of the young ladies running for homecoming queen. It's going to be interesting to see how she does.
Yeah, I can't imagine a better person to represent the University of Alabama than her. And you know, I'm biased, obviously.
Yeah, did you help her pick out, like, her gown or anything like that?
No. No, I see Katie King right here. She could probably do that, but I couldn't do that.
But no, that's where we'll all know a week from Friday exactly how all of that turns out. But, you know, Stephanie Van Brakel, Prothrow, is an outstanding pitcher and an outstanding coach. How do you know and how do you risk changing things a little bit and throwing a superstar off her game? I would expect that Steph has to really walk on a very thin line there.
Yeah, the pitcher has to buy into what she's selling.
Yeah.
And Montana did last year. And there was a stretch there for a couple of weeks that she got hit pretty hard. And I think Steph had to come to Jesus meeting with her, and they both sat down and said, these are the things we're going to have to do. And then, you know, at the end of the year, we won 20 games in a row, and 18 were against ranked teams. And obviously she threw the perfect game against UCLA in the World Series, beat Arizona at the World Series, and just dominated the SEC tournament, broke the strikeout record for the SEC tournament. And she listened. And the things that Steph asked her to do, she did.
The thing I found very interesting, it was a great eye-opener, that TV piece she did pitching to Cole Kublik of the SEC Network. You know, and here's Cole. He was an outstanding football player. He's an outstanding athlete. And, I mean, the pitches just blew right past him. It was really something that really vividly brought it to the forefront.
Yeah, he's a great sport. I love that guy. Yeah. You know, just a super, super good guy. And he called me like 2 weeks before that and said, hey, I'm thinking about doing something. And I said, sure, let's do it. And I said, did you ever play baseball? He said, yeah, I played baseball. And I said, well, let's see if you can catch her. And the first three, you know, obviously whizzed right by him, and he didn't even come close. And then after the fact, he said, dude, I have to catch one, or all the guys back at the studio are going to just rip me to pieces. And McElroy was one of them.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Montana, just think 3-0, you know, two outs, the number 9 hole hitter, just throw a fastball right down the gut and let him catch one. And that's what she did, and he did catch it.
Amazing talent, though. Both people are, but Montana in particular. We're going to come back. I want to start talking about this year's team, let alone we discuss the 12 players returning from last year. Patrick Murphy is with us. He is the 24-year head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide softball team. Hey, folks, don't forget our friends at Sports Collectibles. They are offering authentic Bama memorabilia and collectibles, including autographed items, framed jerseys, and all of these signed items carry a certificate of authenticity and a 100% money-back guarantee. Shop sportscollectibles.com to add things to your Bama collection. Hey, Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Back with more from Patrick Murphy right after this on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. This segment of Hey Coach is presented by My Eye Doctor. My Eye Doctor, with 20 locations to make your next eye appointment convenient. Don't miss a single play this season. Eye care and eyewear really are better together. At My Eye Doctor, visit myeyedr.com to learn more. So we've talked about last year's team, Murph. How about this year's team? And let's start with the transfer portal, if you will. You've got 3 transfers coming in. Tell me about them.
Well, first of all, I guess you got to start with Allie Shipman from Tennessee.
Sure. Yep.
You know, her sister was a great, great player at Tennessee, and Allie followed in her footsteps. And, you know, for whatever reason, it didn't work out. And she called us, and then the next thing you know, she's signing with Alabama.
Here she is.
Yep.
Then you got Ashley Prangy, who's from Ohio State. And if she can contribute the way Jamison Williams has coming over from Ohio State, you got yourself another winner.
Well, it's kind of weird that, you know, the linebacker, too, from Tennessee that transferred
Henry To'o To'o.
Yeah. So She was a great player at Ohio State. Again, you know, third base, shortstop, second base, she can play anywhere. Good bat, great arm, good defensive player. Really wanted to play, you know, at the College World Series, and hopefully we will provide that for her. So between the two of them, they've been really impressive.
How about McKay Gidley? Here's a young lady comes over from Shelton State. Those of us who are not nearly as knowledgeable as you, you say, well, that's a different level of softball. How has she adjusted?
Well, she's definitely going to be a green light girl, which means as soon as she gets on, first or second pitch, she's going to help us out a lot. And as you know, her dad is Kent Gidley, who's been a photographer in the athletic department for as long as I've been here.
Exactly.
So really cool to see her wearing a Crimson Tide uniform.
Freshman, you have more than a handful coming in. How's the crop of new young ladies looking?
We got the Player of the Year of Michigan, Callie Hevlin, shortstop, second base, third base. The Player of the Year of Georgia, Megan Bloodworth, shortstop, second base, third base. We got 7A, first team All-State from Hewitt-Trussville, Jenna Lord. We got an outfielder from Florida, Jordan Stevens. And we have the Tennessee Player of the Year, Aubrey Barnhart, catcher, third base, first base. And all of them are very, very athletic. I think that's what you're going to be impressed with most from the beginning is just how athletic they move, they throw, they hit. It's been a lot of fun so far for fall ball.
You know, you work hard, you recruit well, but success breeds success. I mean, the success on the field, that Alabama A, that mark that is nationally, if not internationally renowned, it's a tough business recruiting, but it probably makes it a little bit easier.
Well, you know, it's a credit to everybody here tonight, too, because the best fans in the country for every sport, regardless. And when the young lady from Tennessee committed and the young lady from Michigan committed, they said for a big part of it is the fans supported Alabama, and they wanted to play in front of 3,000, 4,000 people. And the weather, it's a perfect storm for softball in the South.
It really is. Visiting with Patrick Murphy. Folks, remember, you can visit your local Baumhauer's Victory Grill for new flavors this fall, including buffalo dippin' chicken, buffalo chicken etouffee, and fresh Alabama Gulf seafood. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. Hey Coach is presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Back with more in a moment. Here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Picture yourself here. This mental getaway brought to you by VisitPensacola.com.
What's up? This is Riley. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Chicken Club sandwich is the Applewood bacon. It's savory and then it's also kind of sweet. And I think the combination of bacon with chicken and Colby Jack cheese, it just really knocks it out of the park.
Hey, I'm Tanea. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Chicken Club sandwich is the chicken. It's so juicy. It's grilled to perfection. I'm going to devour this sandwich.
Order the Grilled Chicken Club sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hi, we're RJ Young. We offer technology solutions that power your business, school, hospital, church, law firm, and more. RJ Young will empower your office to be the modern office. That means an office that integrates technology as a business advantage, all to help you work smarter. From managed IT services, office equipment and technology, business process outsourcing, and digital communications, we're proud to be your one stop for technology solutions that power your business. Come visit us at rjyoung.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Imagining a new home? Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy by providing the mortgage solutions you need to build your home sweet home. Visit us online at cbsbank.com or at a CBNS Bank office near you. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Picture yourself here. White sugar sand beach, clear blue-green water. This is Pensacola. It's the way to beach. Experience what's waiting at visitpensacola.com.
We are back at Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa. Hey, Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. I mentioned before that next week, of course, Bama plays Tennessee in football. It's homecoming weekend, but for you and the ladies, it's championship ring weekend. You're getting another piece of jewelry next week.
Yeah, that never gets old. And, you know, you got to see Dana and the gymnastics team. And then
yes.
I think maybe 2 weeks later, Nate Oates and the basketball team gets theirs versus LSU. So I think that's one of the coolest traditions at Alabama is when you win a championship, you get presented it at a football game in front of 101,000 people. And that roar, you know, you'll never, ever forget that.
No, you don't. And they all earned it, as did you and everybody else. Let's talk quickly about the fall softball schedule. You got Louisiana Monroe this weekend.
Yep, we play at 1 o'clock, and then football starts at 6, so it's a doubleheader at 1. Molly Fichtner, who caught for us a couple years ago,
right.
She's the head coach at ULM.
Okay.
So she's going to bring her team over. We're going to play, and then Sunday we have Memphis and West Alabama coming for another doubleheader starting at 2. And then the Sunday after the Tennessee game,
that's October 24th.
Wallace Hansfield for a doubleheader as well. So that's the end of fall ball.
So that's coming up, folks. If you're in the area, if you're going to be here for football, remember softball will be in action, and it's going to be a great schedule meshing between the softball and the football programs. Murph, always a pleasure, my friend. I wish we had tons more time, but it's nice to see you. We congratulate you on a spectacular career and continued success this season.
Well, thanks a lot, Eli. I want to give a shout out to two people here that work behind the scenes for us is Tiffany Grimes, my boss.
Right.
And Nathan Sheehan, our SID.
Nate does a great job.
A great job. So
he does.
Thanks for having me tonight.
Good to see you, Murph. Patrick Murphy entering his 24th season as head coach of the Crimson Tide softball team. Hey, folks, time for the APS Performer of the Week. It's Bama golfer Jones Free. Did you see what he did? He chipped in on number 18 and lifted Alabama to victory on the final day of the SEC match play hosted by Jerry Pate. The Crimson Tide defeated Ole Miss 3-2 to finish the event with three consecutive victories. So congratulations to the golf team and to golfer Jones Free. And that's your APS Performance of the Week for all of your residential and commercial foundation, waterproofing, pest control, termite, and lawn services. Go to alabamaprofessional.com. Back after this on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
The SEC taught us that anything is possible. That just when you think you've seen it all, you won't believe what happens next. That comebacks are not the makings of miracles, but are born out of preparation, perspiration, and perseverance. As the official bank of the SEC, at Regions, we take these lessons to heart and strive to bring our best every single day. What has the SEC taught you? Join the conversation with hashtag SEC Lessons. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Uneven, cracked concrete on driveways, sidewalks, porches, steps, and around the pool are not only an eyesore, but are serious trip and fall hazards.
Oh! Ouch!
Alabama Professional Services can fix these problems with the PolyLevel system that quickly lifts and levels concrete for a smooth, safe surface. Don't replace it, raise it. Call on the concrete experts at APS for a free, non-obligation estimate today. 951-9717.
Well, Bob, I don't like hunger's chances here. Not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got pancakes, sausage, bacon, hash browns, and even scrambled eggs.
They've been slaying hunger this whole season.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes.
The blitz is on, and oh, hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Feast on IHOP's Game Day Family Feast and get 20% off pickup or delivery. Order with code GAMEDAY20. Offers valid for online ordering for a limited time at participating locations. Not valid with other coupons or discounts. Tax and gratuity excluded. Further restrictions may apply.
We're live at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. And before we go any further, why don't we pause 10 seconds right here for station identification. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Welcome back, everybody. Tonight's media guest is presented by CB&S Bank. Bank anywhere at any time with CB&S Bank's digital solutions. Manage your financing has never been so easy. Chris Brees, sports director of Channel 42 WIAT in Birmingham. He is our very special guest here, and he'll be joining us along with Coach Saban when we come back here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Stay cool with York Ice Company, the official ice supplier of the Crimson Tide. Whether you need ice in bulk on a construction site, in your restaurant or convenience store, or just at home for your next family event or tailgate, be sure to trust the same exceptional service the Tide does with a locally owned company. York Ice has been keeping Alabama cool since 1990 and can help with your needs across the state, all from their convenient location in downtown Tuscaloosa. York Ice Company is a proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. Visit them at yorkicecompany.com for more information.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Ask Bates, Roberts, Folks, and Jackson in Birmingham if auto owners make sense for you.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A show like tonight's happens very, very rarely. A Thursday radio show after an Alabama football loss has only happened 24 times in 15 years. Tonight, we prepare for this Saturday's matchup against the Mississippi State Bulldogs while trying to learn from last Saturday's defeat. Welcome to the October 14th edition of the Nick Saban Show. On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, everybody. Alabama coach Nick Saban here.
This is the Nick Saban Show.
Roll Tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Presented by Alpha Insurance. For the best agents in the business, call Alpha. Now live, here is your host, Eli Goals.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. We're live here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Our CBNS Bank media guest joining us now from Channel 42 in Birmingham, Chris Brees. Good to see you, sir. How you doing?
Doing very well. I'm in my seventh year at CBS 42.
Really?
I'm to the point now where I get all my years mixed up with what happened this season with this game and what was the score of this and who was playing on this snap. You remember it all in general, but I'm sure, as you know, who's been in the business way longer than I have, it all mixes together.
Yeah, but we've got lots to talk about tonight. You've been in Fayetteville, Arkansas, mm-hmm. where the Hogs play. You've been in Medford, Oregon, where I dare say they follow the Ducks and Oregon State's Beavers.
Good memory.
College football in those different regions of the country versus what we have here. The same, different?
Oregon's nowhere near the level of anywhere in the SEC. I'm sorry to say that. It's just the truth. Arkansas fans, they're passionate. They're very passionate. I was there during the Brett Bielema. Petrino actually got fired about 4 months before I got there. So you know how that went.
Yeah.
What I have found in Arkansas, and I was told this right when I moved, it's different. It's very different. You're going to see. And I was like, whatever. You're just telling me that. It's true. I mean, people love it and breathe it every day. And you can see why, because the man walking in right now, people are giving him a standing ovation.
Sure. Coach Nick Saban making Coach his Chris way Reese. In. And, of course, you also, collegiately, you were at the University of Michigan. You got a master's at Southern Cal. So, again, a couple of big hotbeds of college football.
Yeah. Michigan fans are passionate as well. Big-time rivalries everywhere. I will say, you know, every rivalry is big when you talk about Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama and Auburn and Texas, Oklahoma, whoever you want to add in. Alabama and Auburn, the people, they take it personally mm-hmm. every day. And that's probably the one difference I've seen with all of it.
Yep. Coach Saban has joined us now here at Baumhauer's. Miss Terry here in front. Hello, Coach. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good, good. It's always nice to see that smiling face of Miss Terry and all of her friends. She has the table directly in front of us here. Folks who support Nick's kids, who help out in all the foundation work. It takes a village of people, as they say.
Yeah, it sure does, and we've had some great support, and Miss Terry's done a fantastic job with it, and I've enjoyed that smiling face for almost 50 years, pretty soon.
There you go. Oh, there you go. And a little blushing and fluttering heart right there. You're smooth, man. You're smooth.
My wife's here. We've only been married 3 years. So I guess let's start it off nice and smoothly. What is the key to success? Because everybody asks the question and everybody has a different response to it. How do you keep your wife happy?
You know, I think you have to work every day at relationships, regardless of who those relationships are with. And I think when you're married, you have to respect the other person and respect their feelings and try to do things that they expect from you, and in turn, they do the same for you. You're really kind of best friends. You do a lot of things together. You talk about a lot of things. So I can't really sit here and say I've had to try hard to make it work, but I do think you have to work at relationships because you have to really sort of always think about the other person. You know, we're all a little self-absorbed and we always think of how things affect us, but sometimes in relationships you got to think of, you know, how is what I'm doing affecting somebody else, and especially when they're that close to you. So, you know, it hasn't been work, it's been fun.
Yeah,
my wife's right there, by the way. Her name's Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
You've heard of Dr. Phil. We've got Dr. Nick right here, but it's true, exactly what he's saying, though. The man knows of what he speaks. How about the relationship with your players this week? Everybody paying close heed to what you've had to say?
Well, we'll find out. I'm sure of that. But in life, you basically get what you deserve, and most of the time, that comes from what you tolerate from yourself. In terms of how do you hold yourself to a certain standard in terms of how you go about what you do and how you try to make people do and be the best that they can be. Because if a player is not creating value for Alabama, he's not really creating value for himself.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's important that these guys be the best version of themselves in everything that they do. And I'm certainly not going to apologize, and I told them that this week. I'm not apologizing for trying to make you the best that you can be as a person, as a student, and as a player. And, you know, we can still accomplish, you know, everything that that we wanted to accomplish. But, you know, you got to respond from the edge of the cliff. You know, there's no more room for error. And if you do things the way you've always done them, you're going to get the same results guaranteed. So that could be good if you're doing things the right way. But it also can be bad if you're not doing things the right way. Mm-hmm. And basically, you know, we helped the other team quite a bit, not to take anything away from them. Their players played good. They played hard. But, you know, we didn't prepare. You know, when you don't prepare well and you're not confident going in, then, you know, there's a certain level of anxiety that you play with. And this anxiety affects your decision making, your judgment, and just about everything that you do. That's when you start dropping balls. That's when you're a little bit off on this. That's when you throw it when you should have handed it off. I mean, there's defensive backs don't look at the right things, and they get fooled, and all of a sudden you look bad, and somebody's wide open, or you didn't cover somebody man-to-man like you should have because you didn't look at the right things. So, you know, all these things kind of, you know, create a cumulative effect of errors, mistakes, and things that contribute to not playing well.
Yeah.
And we didn't play well as a team. I'm responsible for that. We're certainly working hard to try to get it right. We'll see how the players respond to it. But, you know, if they don't respond the right way, you know, great competitors can always sort of deliver their best when their best is needed. And if you don't prepare the right way and you don't practice the right way and create the right habits for yourself, you're not going to be able to do that when the time comes. And you know, the one thing, having Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan talk to our teams in the past and listen to them, and I think those guys are probably as good of competitors
sure.
that in my lifetime that I can sort of recall. You know, those guys were all driven to be the best, and they worked really, really hard to be the best. And I'm sure people that saw The Last Dance, you know, saw that of Michael Jordan. He almost drove his teammates to dislike him, because his standard was so high and he worked so hard and he pushed them to be the same as he was. And some of them didn't like it.
Yeah.
And so, but he was a great competitor, and you know, Kobe's whole time he was here, all he talked about was, you know, how he worked to be the very best that he could be. And you know, they don't put it on ESPN that I worked 365 days for 8 hours a day to get ready to play a season, but that's what it meant to him. And you know, so people have to be committed and have a sense of purpose in terms of what they want to do, how they want to do it. And if you don't do it that way, you're probably not going to have the kind of success that you'd like to have. I think when the game comes, and this is what I told our players, you know, when a game comes, everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to do well. All right, but if you didn't do the things you needed to do to get ready to play the game, that becomes really, really difficult to do, especially when you play against really good competition. In really tough environment. So, you know, the question is how did it make you feel? That's the first question. And the second question is how did you contribute to it? And the third question is how will you respond to it? So, and all those things to me are going to be very telling about what kind of character we have on the team. And certainly, you know, successful people are willing to do what unsuccessful people won't do. And that's something that we have to prove that you know, we want to do. You know, it was interesting. I had a call last night with a recruit on Zoom. And, of course, I'm not allowed to mention any names or anything. And these people were from somewhere else other than the United States. So I don't want to be too specific here.
Okay.
And I never met the people before. And never talked to the parents, never talked to the recruit before other than on the phone. And when I got finished, you know, with my recruiting spiel, the dad, who's never been to the United States that I know of, says, I know the Alabama standard.
Really?
So just thinking about all the things that I've been talking about, and I said, well, what is that to you? It's the first time I ever met this guy.
Sure.
And he said, you guys do things right with all your might.
Nice.
So I said, okay. So I actually told the team that today. And I said, are you doing that? Can you honestly say that's what you're doing? Is that what you do every day? Is that what you've done all season long? Is that what you're doing every day? Personally, is that what you're doing in school? Is that what you're doing as a football player? And if you're not, you know, you're leaving lots of money on the table because you're not really being the best that you can be. You're not doing everything you do to create value for yourself as a person, as a student, or as a player. So, and again, I'm not apologizing for trying to make you do that.
Sure. That sounded like your conversation with Jesse Williams' dad, didn't it? You didn't really know the guys well at all, and they're far away, and next thing you know, he's talking all about Alabama.
But, you know, the thing about that is that the players have to realize there's 14 years worth of players that created that image of what people think of this program and what they think of the team and how the team plays and how the team competes. 14 years of players.
Yeah.
Lots of great players. 75 of them playing in the NFL right now, and a lot more that did play that aren't playing now. But they created a culture. And, you know, we all have a responsibility and obligation to continue to live up to that culture. That's why you came here. You know, I had players stand up this week and say, I came here because of the Alabama standard, and challenge other people to say, is that really what we're doing here?
And I've got to think, and correct me, I mean, as impactful as your comments are, I mean, from this man's eyes, you're the greatest coach of all time. But when a teammate stands up and gets in your face, when a Will Anderson stands up and looks at somebody and says, hey, man, that's got to be as impactful, if not more so, with all due respect to you. When a peer stands up, man, that tells you something.
I think it's much more impactful. I think peer intervention, peer pressure, players will always respond to that much more than they will. Look, eventually, when you're the coach and you keep tarping on the same things, they quit listening. Mm. It goes in one ear and out the other. All right? So, but when somebody on the team and their teammates say it, I think it has a much greater impact because they really don't want to be looked at by their peers as not being doing things the way they should be doing them, or in their eyes to the standard that they should. So it'll be interesting to see how the team responds.
It really will. We're going to come right back. We've got Pee Wee on the phone waiting. We've got Tommy in Leeds. We'll hear more from Chris Brees, our special media guest. We are live at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Glad you're with us on the Nick Saban Show here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, make sure... Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me.
We're on the air.
I need to try it first.
Yeah. Hi, this is Coach Nick Saban. They say the new Coke Zero Sugar is even more delicious. Does that make it the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself and Roll Tide.
Here at Alabama, the team knows how to win, and the fans know how to tailgate. You've got burgers and ribs on the grill, a packed mini fridge, and a big screen TV. All powered by your Ford truck. That's right, the 2021 F-150 has available Pro Power on board that acts like a mobile generator. Power your tailgate to victory. Visit your local Ford dealer, proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Trustmark is the bank that fits you to a
T.
You can bank right on your phone or
tablet
with the My Trustmark app. Our mortgage lenders will help you buy your dream
two-story tutor.
And Trustmark Tailored Wealth offers
tried and true
advice that makes
transforming
your future a piece of
toast.
Nice. Don't stop thinking about Trustmark. People you trust, advice that works. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
Brings Williams in motion. He'll go to the right side. Protection. Bryce looks, throws left side. Nice lead. Williams out of the backfield. Dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Alabama. A 20-yard play. A beautiful lead pass by Bryce Young to his running back, Roydell Williams, coming out of the backfield. First receiving touchdown of the year for Roydell as we welcome you back to Baumhauer's Victory Grill. This segment of the Nick Saban Show is presented by Royal Furniture, family owned and operated for 75 years. Royal Furniture has locations in Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, Memphis, and Jackson, Tennessee for your shopping convenience. Chris Brees is our media guest, sports director from WIAT, CBS 42 in Birmingham. Why don't you jump right in and get this segment going?
It seems like the common theme of player interviews this week was the leaders saying we had a lot of guys not prepared, not doing the stuff that you had spent the last 15 minutes talking about doing. I was curious, do you go into certain Saturdays feeling that way, that our team is not into it today, our team is not prepared, and then other Saturdays you feel great about it? What was the case with Texas A&M? Does that happen on random weekends?
I think that it's very difficult for a team to be sort of up all the time. And I think that people think emotion is a big part of whether you're up or not up, or however you want to say it. But really, I think it's much deeper than that. I think when you have a sense of purpose in what you want to accomplish, and you're willing to sort of, your character is what motivates you because, you know, you're driven to want to accomplish something that's significant. And when I say people don't respect winning, I think you kind of lose the thought of, we have a lot of guys on our team that never lost a game. Yeah. I mean, they'd had to be here not last year, but the year before. Mm-hmm. So they had to actually be in their second or third year here, and they've never lost a game. So you forget the feeling because sometimes you hate to lose as much as you like win to win, and that's a motivating factor. So I think, you know, we kind of played fairly well in the Ole Miss game. We didn't finish the game like we'd like, but we played fairly well in the game against a good team. And for whatever reasons, we just never could get it going. And I felt like that, and I said this on this show last week, that that was a little bit of a trap game for us. And the trap is not them. It's your own head.
Right.
Yeah. You know, that's the trap. It's not what you're going into, it's what's in your own head in terms of how do you respect your opponent, how do you respect what you have to do to be able to win in a difficult environment. And basically, you know, Texas A&M was as good a team as they were a year ago. They lost their quarterback. The guy that came in and played a little better each week, but really struggled, which is why they struggled in the last couple games. They have 15 starters back from a team that went 11-1. And everybody thinks should have been in the playoffs. So they got a really good team, except they lost two games. And they're not a ranked team, so everybody thinks, well, maybe they're not so good for whatever reasons. And we go in the game, and because we didn't prepare well, we have a lot of mental errors. And look, I think I didn't do a very good job because I didn't get the players to get where they needed to be so they could play well. And our coaches all had to contribute to that. And the result of that is the players don't play very well, and we don't do the things we need to do. But we still play, we get behind in a game 24-10. And then the score ends up 38-31. So that means we outscored the other team 28-7 over a course of a period of time in the game. And in the last 5 minutes of the game, we lose 10-0. All right, so we had every opportunity to win the game. We were ahead.
Yep.
They scored. We got the ball, went 3-and-out, had a chance to go down with 3 minutes to go in the game, could have taken the clock in the game, kicked a field goal just like they did and won the game and went 3-and-out, dropped a pass, you know, that would have been a first down and continued to drive. So then we didn't stop on defense and had some critical errors in terms of some of the things that we executed on defense in that last drive that would have made a big difference in the game. So there's parts of the game in every game that we've played so far this year where we play like a really good team. And then there's parts of the game where we don't. So we don't sustain very well, in terms of the level that we need to play to, whether you want to call it intensity, focus, energy, whatever it might be. And that's something that's got to get better. And I think you develop those habits in practice. You know, when you start to get tired in practice, that's like a cue. Okay, I got to push through this. So when that cue comes, and it's supposed to come every day when you practice, you push through, and then eventually you can push through just about anything sure. when the game comes. But if you don't do that, and you submit to your feelings, and I always say feelings versus choice, I don't feel like studying, I don't feel like practicing, I'm tired, I don't feel like finishing, then that's what you become. So that's how you respond when that happens in the game. Just like I told the players, and I thought we handled the noise a lot better, and it was a lot louder at A&M than it was at Florida. But I said, I want you, when you go on the field's going to be 53 yards wide and 100 yards deep. And when you go on the field and you hear noise, I want that to be your cue to focus on the guy you're playing against. That should be a cue for you. It shouldn't be something that upsets you or makes you think different. It should be your cue to focus. Just like your cue in practice when you get tired, push through. Then when you get tired in the game, you push through. All right, so all these things are, you know, I talked about reckoning last week. Do the right things, the reckoning's pretty good. So, you know, we'll see how we respond. The players have been better this week. Their attention has been better. They've tried harder. But, you know, you got to go play the game with confidence. You got to go play the game and be relaxed and calm in terms of your decision making, because that's the way you work, that's the way you practice. So you're not anxious, you're not making bad choices and decisions, which we have too many of right now.
Yeah, and you know, Mississippi State, I don't have to tell you, forever they give you what you want and more than that. That's always a tough ball game, whether it's here, whether it's in Starkville. And the stats are so unusual. I mean, they run for 56 yards a game and throw for 9,000 yards a game, it looks like. It's a good ball club when they're clicking.
No, they're a good team. They're much better than they were a year ago. They play better on defense. And the quarterback's a lot better. He played half the game against us last year, but he was a freshman.
Yeah.
And he's been starting ever since. They've added a couple new skill guys, a couple transfer guys that are much better receivers than what they had. Their offensive line is better. They're a much better team than we played against a year ago. And the games that they lost were very close. So this will be a very challenging game. They will throw the ball. They've averaged 57 passes a game. You know, so far.
Yeah.
And there's no situation in the game where it's not 80%+ pass.
Really?
First and 10, second long, third and two, whatever. It's all 80%.
It's always a pass, yeah.
Ball's on a 1 yard line, still 80% pass. That doesn't mean they won't run it 20% of the time, but that's the way they play. And they do it really, really well. And they've got a good system. And the players are much better at executing the system. If you remember last year, it's a new coach, and you got COVID, so you don't have your team for spring practice. You don't have them as much in the summer, so they were in a whole new system, and they didn't have the proper time to develop in the system. Now they have, and I think they do a really good job of executing it.
Very true. Well, listen, we've got Pee Wee. He's been patiently waiting on the phone as our first phone caller of the evening, brought to you by Alabama 811. Always contact 811 before you dig. To know what's below, call 811 or visit al811.com. Pee Wee, thank you for your patience, sir. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Eli. Hey, Coach, how are you, sir?
Doing well. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, Coach, but I got to say, you know, I'm disappointed at the way some of our fans have reacted since this game. You know, this is your 15th season. You've won 6 national championships, and out of all of those years, you've had 2 undefeated seasons. So, I mean, it's not the first time that we've ever lost a football game. It certainly won't be the last. And everything that we want to play for still is in front of us, and we control our own destiny from here until that point. I see people wanting to fire our offensive coordinator. I see people wanting to fire our defensive coordinator. We need to be doing something different on offense. We're not doing the same thing like we did last year. Well, this ain't last year. This ain't the same team. Our fans need to realize what's going on, and they need to support our team, not talk bad about them. I sat through dark years before you got here. I know what it's like. We are proud of everything that you have brought to this college and done for this college. And there's never been a head coach in the history of college football that has had the record that you've had from day one to this point right now. It ain't never happened before. So people need to realize what they have and stop talking bad and support the people and the players, because they're the ones that go out there and work every day. It ain't us.
Don't need to circle the wagons and shoot inward. That's for darn sure.
Well, I certainly appreciate, you know, everything that you said. But I want you to know that I'm not affected by any of that stuff. First of all, I don't hear what's on the internet. I don't listen to what people have to say. But to me, the thing that's most upsetting to me is I want to do a good job for our players, for the people in the organization, for the people at the university, the people who support the university, which includes the fans. I mean, they all support the university. This is the entertainment business. All right, so a lot of fans are going to have the reactions that they have, but I want everybody out there to know that does not affect or impact me in any way, shape, or form. You know, I think we try to self-assess exactly, you know, what can we do better, what did we do poorly, how can we get our players to do it better, and none of those things impact any decision-making or anything that we do, or even the attitude, you know, that we have in terms of how we go about it, because it's our own pride and performance, you know, that's at stake for me. You know, but I think one thing fans should understand, all right, these guys are college players. And if they were in the locker room after the game and you saw all these guys crying their eyes out, right, because they lost the game, right, and maybe they lost the game because they weren't mature enough to do the things they needed to do to win the game, right, and we all need to help them fix that. But it means a lot to the people who work all the time, the coaches, the people who invest their time. When we don't have success, don't think you feel worse than we do. I mean, we feel really, really bad about the outcome of what we do and how we do it and how hard we work to try to get the outcome that we want and the outcome that you want. And, you know, we're going to continue to try to do that, but I think that when people are positive and you send positive vibes and positive messages and people know that you're a team that is, you know, really together in terms of how you go about your work and what you do, which includes the fans and the supporters, you know, that's going to help the program long term in terms of continuing to be successful, because that's the kind of organization, you know, people want to be a part of. And I'm talking about recruits and people that want to come here and all that. So if you want to continue to have a good team and you want to continue to have a good program, we don't mind the criticism. You have every right to do that. But just understand that if you are positive about your university, positive about the athletic department, the athletic program, and the teams that we have and the players, right, that have chosen to come here and represent you and work their tail off to try to do it in a positive way. If you can be supportive of them, we'll have a much better chance, of being successful long-term as an institution and an organization.
Well said, well said. Pee-wee, thanks for your call. And by the way, you talk about great things about the university. Just watching on the big screen here, O.J. Howard, former Crimson Tider, just catching a touchdown pass in the game between the Bucks and the Philadelphia Eagles. We're going to come right back, more with the coach right after these messages here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Jack's Boneless Wings are back, back, back. Sauced and tossed with the South's most valuable flavors. Stop in and try Jack's new Alabama White Sauce, homemade honey barbecue, and fan favorite, Classic Buffalo. Jack's Boneless Wings with fries starting at just $5.49. Or get a Wings Big Box for your whole crew. Get yours for a win or order yours online at eatatjacks.com. Jack's, all about the South.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Visit autoowners.com to find a local agent today.
At Alabama, it's all about hard work, commitment, and of course, championships. At Golden Flake, we focus on the simple southern goodness of flavorful snacks and championships. So when it's time to huddle up, grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks, because when you tailgate with Golden Flake, you're taking part in an Alabama football tradition. Pick up your favorite Golden Flake chips or any other delicious snacks from the Utz family of brands. Golden Flake, the official chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here, not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got burgers, chicken sandwiches, french fries, bacon, and condiments as far as the eye can see.
They've been slaying Hunger this whole season.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes. The blitz is on, and oh, Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Feast on IHOP's Game Day Family Feast and get 20% off pickup or delivery. Order with code GAMEDAY20. Offers valid for online ordering for a limited time at participating locations. Not valid with other coupons or discounts. Tax and gratuity excluded. Further restrictions may apply.
Nick Constantino will punt it away for the second time tonight. JoJo Earl, the freshman from Aledo, Texas, as it's blocked by Alabama. It rolls into the end zone, covered by the Crimson Tide for a touchdown. By Alabama. It was King Makuta who falls on top of the football, and Alabama gets the huge play they were looking for. Ja'Cory Brooks with the block, King Makuta with the cover for the touchdown, and that was a big special teams play for the Crimson Tide. We welcome you back. The Nick Saban Show on the air from Tuscaloosa. Our media guest is Chris Brees with a question. Go ahead, sir.
Coach, I do a NIL podcast with freshman Kendrick Blackshire, and we talk throughout the entire year. One thing that has struck me about our conversations is freshmen truly grasping the one thing that changes in their lives from high school to college is learning time management. And finding that 30 minutes in their day where they can relax and decompress, where they have a decision. And you talk a lot about making decisions for the best choice for you. How do your players develop throughout their entire time with time management? Because that's the one thing that blows them away, these freshmen, where they say, I have to figure this out.
Well, I think that most of the guys have not been involved in the structure like we have here, and it's not the structure. I'm not talking about the football part of the structure. They've pretty much been involved in. It's being responsible to go to class, being responsible to use the resources that we have academically for them, to get tutors, to be in study table, to have support, and these things all take time. And when you talk about time management, you know, to lay out your day and say, okay, I have two classes today, I have two tutoring appointments, I have to be at the football office at 2 o'clock till 5:45 because that's when meetings and practice is, and then I have to study tonight. They have a hard time sort of compartmentalizing, all right, these responsibilities that are necessary for them to be successful. And they've never had the kind of support around them. In other words, I never had a tutor before. I never had anybody helping me to make sure I did things the right way relative to study table or whatever it is. So I think that's the difficult thing, you know, for most of them. And I also think that a lot of guys that we recruit probably haven't had to be this responsible and accountable to anything. I don't know that it's always a good thing that just because you're good as an athlete, you don't have to do things the right way in terms of being a person, going to class, being responsible, you know, in your classes so that you can be accountable for what you're supposed to do. So a lot of it is a little bit different mindset. And we support our guys in a lot of ways that they're not really used to. Like, we have a lot of personal development programs. The guys aren't used to that. You know, we're trying to get them to develop good personal habits. We have a lot of guys on our team that have sleep issues. You know, they have sleep apnea. They don't know it. They don't get any rest. And then we have a lot of guys that get what I call dirty sleep. You know, they stay up too late. They're on the internet all night. They're playing video games. Then they can't get up and go to class the next day. So all these things are a part of how can you organize your day and your time when you don't even start sleeping the right way. Mm. And then sometimes they don't eat the right way. So, but it's the structure that they're not used to. But when you have structure, you still have time to do things. I mean, I have time. Like tonight when I get home, I'll talk to a recruit after this. And then it'll be about 8:15 or 8:30, and then I got a little bit of time. So that's my 2 hours and a half. Last night I had 2 hours and a half. I have no time on Sunday. I have no time on Monday. I have no time on Tuesday. So I compartmentalize my 5 hours a week that I have at home, and that's my time. That's it.
That's the way.
That's my time.
Is he playing video games?
No.
With his time?
He's doing the dishes. I got you. That's Miss Terry checking in. Coach, over here to our left, a gentleman at the restaurant with a question. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you.
You did. Coach Saban, with the younger secondary this week as we go against Mississippi State's air raid offense, we've had some success with interceptions and turnovers so far this year. So how do you look to see that continue this week, and what can we be excited about on the defensive side?
Well, I think the big thing is you got to execute together as a team. You know, I think what people sometimes misinterpret about pass defense is it's all 11 guys. You know, it's what kind of pass rush do you get? It's how do you cover? How do you break on the ball in zone? How do you play man-to-man? Whatever the scheme is, all 11 guys have to do it. And it's going to take 3 guys rushing, 4 guys rushing, 5 guys rushing, blitzing, disguising, doing all kinds of things together as a group. And all 11 guys, you're going to be spread out on the field. They're going to have 4 wideouts in a game almost all the time. And they're running some really tough routes to defend. And everybody has to be on the same page in terms of how are we playing these routes and how are we doing these things. And we got to get enough rush to make the ball come out on time. You got to break on the ball when you're playing zone. You got to tackle well in space. You can't let these guys catch the ball short and run with it. And then when you do get opportunities to get off field on third down, you got to be able to deny the ball and do it. So this is really a game where it's all about passing. It reminds me a lot when I was in the NFL and we played Houston in our division when I was at Cleveland, and they were the run and shoot. So they were four wideouts all the time. And he played 6 defensive backs the whole game, which was – you know, different than anything else you did. But the player's ability to adapt to that offense and play those plays, which is so much different, right, than a normal game, is really key to the drill. And, you know, last year we did a halfway decent job against it. But the problem is when you play 6 defensive backs, it's hard to have a backup at every position. So one guy couldn't go down, and that kind of sets that because you need to have repetitions at those positions and see those routes over and over and over so that you can match those routes. Well, now when you take this piece out, put a new piece in, and this piece has to go over here and play, he didn't see all those routes. All right, so that's the issue when you got to play 6 DBs is having enough depth that if something happens, you know, the other guys can get in there. You made a point, though, that we've really been harping on with our players is we have interceptions this year. We only have 1 fumble recovery, you know, in 6 games, which is unheard of. And we're not causing fumbles. We're not attacking the ball on defense. And I think when you play a team like this that has so many loose plays, I call them loose plays, and I don't run in, you know, the ball up the middle. Everything's out here and on the perimeter. You have to attack the ball in space, and you have to create turnovers. It's a really important part of playing a game like this. So there's a lot of factors, but getting turnovers is a big one, and not turning the ball over is also a big one, which last week was the first time that I can remember that we didn't win the turnover battle in a game. Yeah. We only got 1 turnover, and they got 2, so we were negative. And, you know, every week I show a chart to the players. What's the record of all the teams in the country that have minus three turnovers?
Not good.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Horrible, as Terry would say. All right, how many minus two? Horrible. Minus one? Horrible. Even. So-so. And when you get in the plus category, that's where all the good teams are. And that's going to be real critical in a game like this as well.
Definitely. Thank you for your question, sir. We appreciate it. Coach, a question from the Nick Saban Show blog on AL.com. This is from Larry in Fayette, Alabama. Says, other than the obvious answer of rest for the players, how big of an advantage is it to have a bye week prior to playing your next opponent?
Yeah, I've been asked that question a lot. And, you know, rest is always important, especially at this juncture in the season when everybody's played five or six games and you play them in a row. I think it does tend to wear players down a little bit.
Sure.
So from a physical standpoint and a recovery standpoint, I think a bye week is probably good. But I also think that sometimes when you're playing really well as a team and you're in a good rhythm, that sometimes when you disrupt that rhythm of playing a game every week, doing what you do on Monday, do what you do on Tuesday, throughout the course of the week, when you disrupt that, sometimes you lose some of that momentum. You lose some of that rhythm in terms of, you know, how things are going. So sometimes I think it can be an advantage for your team. Sometimes maybe not so much. So, but, you know, I know people get all upset because lots of teams have bye weeks before they play us, but I don't really worry too much about the other team because just every game that we've ever played, it really comes down to what we do. Just like this last game. It came down to what we did. You know, we control what we do. I don't care if they had a month off. If we do what we're supposed to do, we'll be fine. So we got to control what we control. And I know how people think about that because I hear them complain to me all the time. Well, this team has a bye week before they play us. Ole Miss had a bye week before they played us. So what? I mean,
you do your job.
We can only control what we can control. All right? And we can control how we play and how we perform and how we execute as a team. All right? And that's what we should stay focused on. That's external factor, you know, what the other team's doing.
That's Coach Nick Saban. We're coming right back with more from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in a moment on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Learn more at She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
has a first and goal from the 7. Throw near side. Williamson makes the catch. He is in for a touchdown. Everybody's waiting. They're looking around. Did they hear a whistle? Did they see a flag? Jameson Williams was alone near side. Touchdown, Alabama. Touchdown, Alabama. Fifth touchdown reception of the year for Jameson Williams as we welcome you back to the Nick Saban Show. Brought to you in part tonight by New Coke Zero Sugar. New look, improved taste. New Coke Zero Sugar. Chris Brees, jump right in, sir.
Coach, I think I can speak for college football fans in general because I tend to do this myself. It's a flaw that we look at teams and we correlate who they just beat. Okay, take Mississippi State and Texas A&M, for example. Well, A&M barely beats Colorado. They get slaughtered by Arkansas, and then they lose to Mississippi State. They're supposed to lose to you. Well, then here come the Bulldogs. Okay, what are we supposed to think of them? We have no idea. Can you tell me why, in a simplistic answer, you coaches know way more about this than fans do. Why can you throw out every single game anyone's played before this week out the window?
Yeah, because that's why you play games. I mean, all teams have good players. And games and outcomes of games are determined by probably 70 or 80 plays of execution on offense, 70 or 80 plays of execution on defense. And all teams have players who can make plays. All right, so the whole reason you go out and play, whether it's basketball, baseball, football, any sport, is you're matching your ability to execute against their ability to execute successfully. And there's a lot of things that contribute to that. And we've talked about a lot of those things tonight. So that's why you play the games. And psychologically, having a reason to be motivated to play a game, whether it's what you want to accomplish as a team long term. Like, our team last year had a great sense of purpose, man. I didn't feel like there was ever a game that we played all year long that the players weren't excited about playing and really wanted to play. That was the character of that team. All right, they were upset because we didn't finish the year before like we wanted to. We didn't get in the playoffs. Tua got hurt. We lost at Auburn. We didn't get in the SEC championship game. We played in the Capital One Bowl. And against Michigan. So those players were really upset with what they had not accomplished. So we had an older team. Lots of guys came back and didn't go out for the draft. We had good leadership on the team, and they had a tremendous sense of purpose in terms of what they wanted to prove and accomplish and do. So their motivation was internal, right, which is what you want it to be, not external, not what somebody else says or somebody else thinks or this guy cut my head off and carried it down the road like somebody did. I mean, that's external. You're doing it because you really want to do it, and it's not an emotional thing. It's an inherent motivation that you have to really go out and prove something. So once you don't have that, or if you don't have it, or you don't sort of invent that in your soul and your system internally to want to do that, and you get satisfied and you get complacent because you did it last year, so it was really, it's going to be hard. So now we're going to look for an easy way to do it this year, and there isn't an easy way to do it. So then consequently, you don't have the same kind of consistency and performance that you'd like to have. So I don't think there's anybody that we play in our division who couldn't beat us. I said that before the Texas A&M game. I'm saying it before the Mississippi State game. And anybody who just looks at scores and thinks that this game or that game is going to determine the outcome, I think I said this before. We're a speck of time between the past and the present. Right? And just because what happened in the past doesn't have any impact at all what's going to happen in the future. So if you're not controlling what's happening now, you got a chance to get kicked.
Yeah.
All right, and that's the way it is. And your ability to do that and your maturity to understand that is very, very important when you're in a competitive sports environment. Because you got to be at your best all the time, and that's very, very difficult to do.
Coach, time for your final word of the evening, presented each week by Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Well, I feel like in a lot of ways, this game, this past game, you know, we're no longer viewed as an elite team. So what I'm hopeful of is that our players are going to respond in a way that they go out and play with more consistency. I hope everybody supports them in a positive way, and that we play with the kind of intangibles that it's going to take for us to be the kind of team that we're capable of, and that we can do it for 60 minutes in a game, which I still don't think we've really accomplished. And I think to beat the teams in our division, that's what it's going to take. And that's something that our players are going to have to decide, our coaches are going to have to decide. We're going to have to get and have an impact on them making those choices and decisions so that we can have the kind of season that we want to have.
Amen to that. Coach, thank you as always for your time. Travel safe to Starkville. We'll see you in a couple days.
All right, thank you.
That's Coach Nick Saban. Chris Brees, thank you so much for joining us. It's great to have you with. I enjoyed seeing you do a little news coverage the other night.
When you're put into the spot, you can't say no, and you got to help out the team. It's a team aspect, right? You can preach about team all you want. You got to step in when you have to.
Great to see you, Chris. Thanks for joining us. We're coming right back to wind things up on this Thursday evening. And by the way, don't forget that this Saturday we're on the air at 3 o'clock with the kickoff at 6. The Tide and Mississippi State's Bulldogs being brought to you by VisitPensacola.com. They are the presenting sponsor. But don't go away. We're coming right back after these messages. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here, not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got pancakes, sausage, bacon, hash browns, and even scrambled eggs.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes. The blitz is on, and oh, Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
It's a great day for Alabama fans to get vaccinated. The Alabama Department of Public Health is offering the COVID-19 vaccine to anyone 12 years of age and older. The COVID-19 vaccine is safe, effective, and free. Let's get back to homecomings, tailgating, and game days. Don't let COVID-19 stop you from supporting the Tide. Help protect yourself, your friends, and our campus by getting the COVID-19 vaccine. To schedule your appointment, visit alcovidvaccine.gov.
Welcome back, everybody. The Hey Coach and Nick Saban show for this Thursday, October the 14th, winding its way down here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Time now to take a look at what's on tap for the Crimson Tide, presented by Bud Light. Bud Light, of course, proudly welcomes Bama fans back to Bryant-Denny Stadium this season. This year, Bud Light is for the fans. The Tide, as we mentioned before, hits the road this weekend. It'll be a 6 o'clock kickoff with the Mississippi State Bulldogs in Starkville, Mississippi. So that 6 p.m. kickoff means our coverage from Scott Field at Davis Wade Stadium will begin at 3 in the afternoon. That's this Saturday, the Tide at Mississippi State. Coverage at 3, kickoff at 6, right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. And by the way, if you missed any portion of tonight's show, you can always catch it on demand on our Alabama Insider podcast. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Well, a good show tonight. Patrick Murphy opened things up. 24 years now as the head coach of Crimson Tide softball. I thank him for joining us. Chris Brees was our media guest, the sports director from WIAT, CBS 42 in Birmingham, and of course, Coach Nick Saban. As per usual, we thank him for joining us. Our engineer producer here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill has been Tom Stipe. Our studio engineer is Jerry Kelly. Again, I'm Eli Gold. We thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you Saturday. 3 o'clock coverage, kickoff at 6 for the Tide and the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Until then, good night and roll Tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this has been Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show. We're also brought to you by Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Bud Light, it's for the fans. And by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.